Hello and welcome to episode 10 of Food Freedom, Self-Love and Health podcast with Nina's Empire. I am your host Nina, food freedom nutritionist and self-love coach for women who are ready to break up with diets and binge eating so that they can discover what's possible when they stop obsessing about food and start obsessing about living their best life. Welcome to another episode, and this one is really, really personal for me, and it's really something that I have been working through for years and years, and I feel like I finally got my shit together. No, I'm joking. I mean, I feel like at peace with it at the moment, and I know that healing like isn't a linear process, and new layers of healing my relationship with my mom is probably gonna come up and it's gonna show up and so on. But I have made a huge breakthrough, and I feel really like I have finally, after all those years of struggling, I have finally healed my relationship with my mom. And I wanted today to share this with you because I talk to my clients, and a lot of them have also complicated family relationships. And I mean, like, who doesn't, really? And my friends as well, and so on. So it's something that's really common, and it happens a lot. And of course, it's not always mom. Some of my clients have a really complicated and hard relationship also with their dads and so on. But of course, healing works no matter who the parent is, right? So it's like, for me, I talk about mom because that was for me the greatest healing, and the relationship with my mom was always complicated, and she was and is like very important to me, of course, and as parents are for children. And you know, I struggled with it for a long time. I really wanted like her to see me and accept me and blah blah blah, but it just never seemed to happen. So I really realized, you know, that after all those years and the ways that I've been trying to like convince her that, you know, I'm good enough, although I'm like a weirdo or whatever, and that, you know, I am a good enough daughter, because in fact, you know, those relationships, it always comes down to our fear as children that we are not good enough for our parents. And, you know, if we can't fill out their expectations of us and so on. And it's therefore really important for us to come at peace with this topic, because it allows us to move on in life. Like, for us, it's really important. And of course, it's important for our parents to feel like we aren't rejecting them anymore, and to feel like we are accepting them, because often as children, we are kind of seeing things from one side, and we want to be accepted, we want to be heard, we want to be seen and loved by our parents, but we fail to understand their side of the story. And that's what I want to talk about today. So I want you first and foremost to realize that when I talk about this whole topic of healing your relationship with your mom, your parents, it's not about them doing anything, okay? Like, the number one rule of life is that you can't change anyone else, you can't control them, you can't tell them how to feel, what to do, what their reactions are, and so on, but you can control and work on how you feel, how you are being accepting, how you are responding to them, and so on. And this was for me the key to realize that forever and always, my mom is gonna be herself. And, you know, she's the same person now as she was like a year ago or a couple of months ago, and all those times that she was like driving me crazy and that I would be like feeling horrible about our relationship and so on. And she's still the same person, she's still talking the same stuff and so on, but the difference is within me and how I respond to that and how I now understand it. So I wanted to offer like a different perspective on this, because I realized that for me, I have always been thinking like, why can't she hear me? Why can't she see me for who I am? Why can't she accept me for who I am, instead of trying to make me fit into this box that she thinks is right for me and so on? And this has been like an ongoing problem for me, because of course, nobody from us wants to be rejected by our parents. This is like deeply ingrained in us, in our brains. It's just how we are wired as human beings, because, you know, back in the day when we used to like live in the caves, your tribe and your family and people you were around with, they were like, basically, if they reject you and if you are like need to leave the tribe and go on your own, you die, you can't survive. It wasn't possible back in the day, but now it is possible. But then again, our brain doesn't know that. So, you know, we still get all the complications and all the things that we need to heal within those relationships, and with our fear of being rejected and our fear of not being good enough for our parents. So today I want you to like put yourself in their shoes, okay? I want you to stop thinking about yourself and you being accepted and you being loved and you being seen and you being heard. And I want you to really, really stop, and like you can even close your eyes and make it a visualization. And I would really recommend this, even if not now, maybe later when you are, you know, in a better environment for such endeavors, right? And if you are driving, don't close your eyes. Anyways, I want you to really put yourself in their shoes and think about, as a child, all the things that you can't see. You can't really possibly know all of your parents' life, you can't know their story, you can't know their traumas, they, you know, their pains and how they were brought up and so on. Just think about what your parents, what you know from it, and then you can expand on it and see how you can't know all of it. Maybe, you know, maybe your parents were in a war, maybe they lived through times that were really, really with a limited food supply, you know, and with a limited shelter, and maybe they went through so much pain and so much struggle. Maybe they weren't, you know, accepted by their parents, so they tried to fit in and do all those things that they felt are gonna help them navigate the world better. You know, maybe they have went through so much that you can't possibly know, because they don't always talk about it. They don't share all their pains and all their struggles from their life story with you, and you don't know their perspective and what all they went through and how it shaped them as a person. And I really want you to like think about that when you have a chance. Think about what your parents went through and what your even grandparents went through, and how they have been living their lives and how that shaped them as a person. And we also need to understand that the same information, the same knowledge, and the same level of growth of paternity didn't maybe exist for them. And, you know, they just picked up what they were served from that perspective of, you know, maybe survival mechanisms. Like if they were in war, if your grandparents were in war, or if they went through a time of poverty or something, they have that survival mode kicked in all of the time, you know. And you know, from that perspective, they have learned how to navigate this world, how they have learned how for them it was the best to like make life happen and so on. And from that perspective, then they had you, and they wanted to give you all of that understanding and all that helped them survive in the past, all of their traumas, all of their pains, all of their struggles. And, you know, they just wanted you to have all of that, and they did the best they could. And I want you really, really in that meditation, in that visualization, to step into their shoes and really see how they gave you the best that they could. And although, you know, that maybe wasn't enough for you, that caused you harm and gave you that trauma that you are now healing, and you didn't feel that it was enough love, enough acceptance, and so on, and it hurt you, that's your opportunity to tune into your compassion, your acceptance of them, and your empathy and your love that you have for them, and to offer that to them, okay? Because, you know, see that what they were giving you was all of them. And maybe it wasn't enough, and maybe it wasn't much, and maybe it was like straight horrible, you know? That was still all of them. That was still the best that they could do. That was still all the love that they have learned is possible in this world, and they gave it to you, okay? So see how your compassion comes in here, and also tune into that spiritual side of the things that you chose them, okay? When we choose to incarnate in our life, in this human experience that you are having right now, we choose our parents. So before you came to this earth, you were watching those parents. You were watching your mom, all of her pains, all of her struggles, all that she was going through. And you were watching your dad with all that he was going through. You were seeing all their pain and their flaws and their struggles and their quote-unquote disadvantages, and you decided, yes, those are the perfect parents for me. They are the parents that can help me, and that they can teach me everything that I need to learn in this incarnation. That's gonna help my soul grow, and that's gonna help me become more of who I really am at the soul level, okay? So allow yourselves just to change the way that you see them without expecting them to change, okay? And I'm gonna now tell you like how this was for me, so that you can kind of have a blueprint, I guess, of how you can approach your relationship with your parents. So for me, when I learned all of this, like all of this perspective that maybe, you know, maybe my mom did give me and does give me all that she is, and even though I crave like a deeper connection, maybe she's giving me like as deep as she can go, you know. And so from when I learned that, from that place, like I offered her an opportunity to connect deeper with me. I like, it was something simple, like I sent her a YouTube video about some spiritual stuff and like aliens and stuff, you know, the stuff that's really, really important for me, and that would have brought her closer to me if she was like able to process that in a way. Like my expectations were like, you know, maybe if I share this, she would have some questions for me and then we would have a conversation and then she would like accept me and the world would be great. And I don't know, you know, that kind of expectation is what I came into that with. So I shared that with her as an offer to create a deeper connection that I craved and that I really wanted, you know, to be close to my mom because we all want to be close to our parents, right? And I got dismissed. I got like rejected in a way that so she watched that video and then she told me like about it that even though those are all like interesting and nice topics, that it would be, it's very important for us as humans to like be, as she called it, grounded and live in a reality and not get ourselves caught up in those quote unquote interesting stories that are really nice to see but aren't really, you know, realistic. And and like, you know, number one of rule of dealing with an Aquarius is that you don't come to me and tell me to be realistic. That is like, no. And then my first reaction was like, I am being realistic. It's just that my reality is much broader and I'm like all expanded and I go like my reality is just more expanded and so on. And then at first I was like, seriously, I offer you this and you come to me with being realistic. And then I stopped for a moment and like, you know, realized that it was time to really put in the practice all that knowledge that I've been collecting about accepting our parents and so on. And then I thought like, you know, instead of triggering me that, you know, earlier when we would have this kind of conversations, like where I would try to share something of myself and like to express myself and so on, which I don't offer do because, you know, if you know anything about astrology, you know that Aquarius is like hold the water, but we don't get in it. Like we understand emotions and all that stuff, but we don't really get deep into that. So, you know, for me, when I come with expressing that, that really means something, you know, like an offering of that connection and so on. And, you know, whenever I come to her with that, it's always like rejection in some sort of like, or either it's be realistic or it's not the truth. When I tell her, you know, when I would tell her ways in which she hurt me, all I get in return is that's not the truth, you know. And so earlier that would trigger me and I'd be like angry for days without actually going to tell her anything because I knew I was gonna just get dismissed and hear again that that's not the truth, that's just what I like imagined in my head and so on. And this time I stopped and instead of reacting like that, I just saw through that pain that she's carrying, you know, and the fear and her struggle because, you know, she clearly isn't ready to like grow in that kind of way and so on. And instead of being like, oh my God, that is so annoying, you know, why can't she just be more like me so that we would get along and so on, I accepted that those shallow, what are shallow for me, conversations are the best that she can offer. And that they don't mean that like she doesn't love me or anything like that. It's just, it has nothing to do with me personally, but with her and with her limitations and with her fears and with her view of the world. And so this time, instead of like getting triggered and reacting, I saw that that child in her that is just scared and that is just also afraid and is trying her best to navigate in this world. And I felt like compassion and peace. And I was like, you know, so this is what it's supposed to feel like, you know, like she's still allowed to be herself. And as I said, now she doesn't communicate any different that she was communicating a couple of months ago. What is different is my perspective on it. I just understand now that, you know, that's as far as she can go. That's the best that she can do right now. And maybe in the future that changes. Maybe in the future she'll see the world differently or grow at her own pace, and that's gonna be amazing. But for now, she's giving me the best that she can, and that's just it. I can't change her. I can't like impact her worldviews and cure her. Like, I can't do any of that. But what I can do is heal my feelings and heal how I see the relationship and see and heal how I react to her being herself while still holding on to myself and not losing myself into trying to fit in her world and her fears and her worldviews. Like, I'm still holding on to my authentic self and not questioning it, because before, when I would get triggered, I would get mad at her, but then I would also want, like, at least subconsciously, to reject myself to become more of what she thought that would be best for me, so that I can be more of the daughter that she expected to have. And, you know, then I would maybe be accepted and all of that, her being heard and seen and so on that I was talking about. So you can see now in this example how healing your relationship with your mother, your parents, isn't about changing them. The change doesn't happen through them. It happens to you. You choose to change yourself. And I want to tell you, like, to drop the expectations, because, like, if we have high expectations of other people, like in general and the situations, that's how we get disappointed, because disappointment is just the feeling that we get when our expectations aren't being met. So don't put expectations of them. Be the person that allows them to be themselves as much as you want to be allowed to be yourself, okay? So you need to give first what you want to receive back, and accept that they are as they are, in their flawed way, in their sometimes really fucked up ways. They just love you as much as that is possible for them, in a way that is the only way that they know how to, okay? That is the only way that they know how to show their love for you. That's the only way that they know how to relate to their child. That's what they have learned through life, and that's what they are giving you back. And it's up to you to accept that and to change the way that you are seeing them and the way that you are accepting them, because if you don't want to be rejected, you need to start not rejecting them and not being like, oh my God, they are hurting me and they are causing me pain and so much. And then you reject them as they are being, but you expect, at the same time, you expect them to accept you, okay? So see how healing is about you changing your perspective. And it's like they are gonna stay the same. They are always gonna stay the same. But instead, you can see them with eyes of like love and compassion and forgiveness, and allow them to be themselves in the way that they are and the way that they have always been and in the way that they are probably gonna stay. And know that you can't control the way they are growing and they are showing their love and they are relating to you. But you can change the way that you are relating to them by just accepting them, and at the same time allow yourself to be yourself. Don't search for acceptance in a way that you want to reject yourself and become something that you are not for them, because ultimately that's not gonna serve you, of course. And even like, if you manage to be that child that you think is gonna create that accepting environment for you, you are gonna be miserable and probably still not accepted. And even if you do get accepted, like in a way that you crave being accepted, you are still gonna be miserable. So like, you know, choose your pain is the moment here. Like, you can either choose to be yourself authentically and grow to your full potential and be the most that you can be and so on, and at the price of them maybe not understanding you and not seeing you as you are and hearing you as you are and accepting you as you are. Or you can spend your life trying to fit in to their imaginary boxes of what their experiences of life were, and try to fit into that and maybe fit into that and then get like accepted and be like tapped on the shoulder, who is a good girl, but on the inside you are draining your soul and you are really rejecting yourself in a way. And that's not that's like not gonna serve you in a karmic way, because then the next lifetime, the next incarnation that you have, you will still need to learn the same lessons of how to let others be and let yourself be yourself. Okay, so I feel like I was talking a lot in a one breath, but it was really important for me to get this all out so that you can really start to see how the relationships go both ways, and you can't expect anything. I mean, you can, but you are gonna end up disappointed and hurt if you expect your parents to become something that they are not in order for you to feel accepted and loved. And instead, to just accept that, you know, they already love you to the best of their understanding, to the best of their capabilities, to the best of, you know, they are already giving you the best of what they are. And if you are a parent, you can also see how this goes for you. You know, your child doesn't know your life story. They don't know all the troubles and the horrible things you have maybe went through that have made you the way you are, you know. They just want, you know, that to be heard and loved and accepted and blah, blah. And they don't know the pain you may be carrying, you know. So it's always like a thing of perspective. It's always a thing of just, you don't know the whole story, and just to be at peace with yourself and with who you are being, and from that place you can then also be accepting others for who they are being without wanting them to change so that you would feel better about your relationship with them. And I know this is like a lot easier said than done, because, you know, a lot of time it's not information that is lacking. We aren't lacking information. You can get information like everywhere, you know, you can like Google it and know this stuff, you know, but it's about embodying it. It's about truly living it and feeling that truth to the core of your being, like be that truth of accepting others without wanting them to change, and then accepting yourself without trying to change for others. Okay, so I know that this may be like a process for you, and for me also, like I knew all those things like on the mind level, on the head level, like, you know, you need to give what you wish to receive, and you know your parents are doing whatever is it that they feel is the best, and you know also like you choose your parents and blah blah. So I knew all of that on the head level, but when real life was happening and the conversations with my mother were happening, and I would still be triggered and mad, and it would still be a huge mess. So, you know, although I quote unquote knew the truth, I wasn't embodying it. And that's like the thing with the truth, is that it can't be said. It needs to be known. You need to know it. You need to come to it yourself. So that's like the reason why coaching is so powerful, because you know, I share with you on my Instagram and Facebook and on ninasempire.com. I already share with you stuff that you need to know, for example, to have a healthy relationship with food. But, you know, a lot of women, even though they follow me for a while and they read all those things, they still come to me. And then when we work together, that it clicks at one point, it really clicks, and then they are like, oh my god, I just realized this, this and this. And I know that is something that they have already read and maybe listened to on the podcast or something, that I was already talking about it. But until you embody it, until it's your truth, it's just knowledge, you know, it's just words that you read on a page, you know, it's just something you hear other people talk about, and it really doesn't mean that much to you unless, you know, you embody it and you see how it is the truth for you, how it's your version of truth, okay? So I really hope that this podcast episode is gonna make you think about it and really do that visualization of stepping into the shoes of your parents and seeing how, you know, you don't know the whole story and they are just doing the best that they can. And we as children who want to grow, who want to develop, who want to heal, we need to understand that it's on us. It's not on them. And they can't, you know, they maybe can't even understand that there is such thing as a healthy relationship and so on. And it's just not in their reality, you know. But you have expanded reality, and therefore it is on you to do your part of the work, to accept them as much as you want to be accepted by them, and not to think like they are doing everything wrong and so on, because they are just trying their best. And sometimes their best is like a disaster, but it's still the best that they can offer, okay? So I hope that this really inspired you, and I hope that you don't feel like attacked or anything, because that was most certainly not my point. And let me know on Instagram, tag me or DM me. Let me know if you have done the visualizations. What are your thoughts? What did you learn from this podcast episode? How does it relate to you? Okay, I want to really know how it's changing your perspective and if it was helpful for you. Okay, so that's it for today. Screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram, because I really want to hear what your thoughts are and if this was helpful for you. And see you in the next one.